So today we're going to talk about the next midah in the section called Nikios. Remember, Nikios is not just avoiding Averos, but Nikios is working internally, that you don't have desire for Averos, that you don't fall prey to the types of behavioral patterns that society sometimes encourages. And the third section of Nikios is just working on your midos. So yesterday we talked about arrogance, how you work against arrogance. Today we're going to talk about anger. The Gemara in Erevin says that a person can be gauged. You can gauge the personality of someone. The shlosha devarim, a person is gauged. The kiso, the koso, uve kaso. It's a famous Gemara because all the words sound the same. You can tell a lot about a person by their generosity. Do they share their kiss? Kiss means their pocket. Do they share their finances and their funds? The koso, how they drink wine, how they act when they're drunk. Again, for us, we don't really drink wine that much except for Purim, but for them, wine was their beverage. They didn't have fresh water. They didn't have apple juice. They didn't have sodas. So they drank wine because wine would stay fresh. And they knew how to modulate their wine intake. That's why Chazal drank wine. For us, because we have so little contact with wine, so that's why when we don't really know what we're doing, we have to be careful about Purim. For them, wine was, okay, 3 cups of wine. It's like, you know, I don't know how many hours of sleep you need. They were able to regulate it. And finally, Picasso, how a person behaves when they're angry. And this is really one of the challenges of this age, especially for boys, especially for young men, because there is a lot of anger in your heart. And especially in this world, because we live in a very angry world. The world is becoming very angry. And not just anti-Semitism, but just there's a lot of anger. Social media promotes anger. There's a lot of the politics of anger, angry against your political opponents. We have a much more angry world. And if you want to try to be a Ben Torah, just work very, very hard against the trait of anger. So how do you work against anger? What are the pathologies of anger? We know that when we get angry, it's almost as if there's a temporary insanity that takes over. Our palms sweat, our diaphragm rises, our breath quickens, and we lose the ability to function. Chazal say that, kala kois kilo oved avodah zara. Why, if you're angry, you're like oved avodah zara? I mean, there's no... Part of the answer to that question is because, you know, when you're angry, all barriers are removed. And that's why people commit horrible, horrible crimes in moments of rage that just they would never imagine themselves performing, because all moral boundaries and moral conscience, anger literally takes over. It's like a different person has possessed you. And when you're under the influence of anger, it's very hard to modulate your steps. So let's take a few steps back. What are the different types of anger? And this is what makes this part of the Sefer so intriguing. He doesn't just talk about the trait. He talks about, remember yesterday, different manifestations of arrogance. So there's like four different profiles of people that get angry, right? And it's not just try to use the same analytic skills you use for a sugya to try to think about midos. Don't just think about midos in big brush strokes and big broad terms, but think about the four different types of anger. One is someone who's always getting angry, namely the frequency. They're very quick to anger. We'd call that a quick fuse. People who just, the second something happens, they're angry. A second profile of anger is someone that maybe isn't quick to anger. They don't get angry that frequently. When they get angry very, very deeply, and it burns very, very deeply within them, and it's a very frightening place to be if you're in their orbit when they're angry. And then there's a third profile of anger where it's not about the depth of how much anger is expressed in rage, and not about how quick they are to anger, but how long it takes them to recover. We call that resentment. Even if you're not really in a rage, you're not really angry, and it takes you a while, but how long do you keep the anger? Do you hold on to it? And that's almost a decision you can take, to hold on to anger and to be resentful and to stew, or to learn how to disengage from anger. Even if you have a quick fuse, and even if the depths of your anger are very intense, can you be someone that is able to sever yourself from the anger? And then there's just people who, you know, not deep, angry people, and they're not quick-fused people, and they don't hold on, but they just are angry from time to time. Those are the four profiles he paints. Now, how do you deal with the anger? So there really are two ways to deal with the anger. One is what I call anger management, and one is what I call anger therapy. Anger management is you accept the fact that you're going to be angry. It's something you live with, especially at this age where you're still finding your identity. Things frustrate you, things disappoint you, you feel you deserve something, things don't work out the way you want it to. It's called frustration. Frustration is healthy, anger is not, but you get angry, and things bother you, and you train yourself not to express your anger, not to, when I say express, not just verbally, but not to act under the influence of anger. So, for example, in Kohelet, Shlomo HaMelech says, "Al tivahel apicha, don't be quick, beruchacha, don't be quick." Some of you are angry, you say things impetuously, you say things quickly, you say things you're sorry for, you humiliate yourself. The Gemara in Chulin says, "Tol eretz al blima," for the people that hold the earth intact, "Misha bolem piv b'shas," if you're able to choke and quiet the statement you would otherwise make. So, namely, sometimes the way you deal with anger, especially in the beginning of your life, is to know that you're going to get angry, but to know that, oh, I'll wait it out. Thomas Jefferson was an American politician, as he wrote the Constitution. So he thought a lot about morality. It was very fascinating that the revolutionaries of the United States of America saw themselves not just as political revolutionaries, but as moral revolutionaries. They were thinking about a new way of morality, the new world, to make a break with the old morality of Europe. So Thomas Jefferson actually compiled the list of 10 commandments, namely his own list of 10 commandments, in addition to the biblical list of 10 commandments, to help him navigate morally. And one of his 10 commandments was, when you're angry, count to 10. When you're really angry, count to 100. I mean, sometimes if you just count and you let things die down and you force yourself, that takes a lot of courage and a lot of mental strength, because part of anger is convincing you have to take immediate action. Anger has this very seductive, almost manipulative message that if you don't do something right now in the moment, then whatever you feel needs to be done won't be effective. And the truth is, in 99% of the cases, if you just wait 24 hours, you can have the same effect but have more sanity and more poise and more balance in your response. So it's just trial and error. You have to fall on your face probably 10 times in life and act out of anger in a way that's humiliating and embarrassing. Rabbi Targum was right. I better just wait a day. And just you have to tell yourself this story in your head. And then if you fail 10 times and you're frustrated and you're angry at yourself for embarrassing yourself, well, I mean, I'm just going to discipline myself that as much as I feel I have to take an immediate response, I'm just going to wait it out, sleep on it, as we say, and then I'll come back tomorrow. Again, very, very, very few things in life need it. A nuclear war is about to break out. Don't go to sleep. Try to stop it. But most things in life are not nuclear war. Most things in life, you can wait it out, and that's what Shlomo Melech says, Al tivahel apicha. Don't be quick. Don't let anger move you into quick action. Don't let anger convince you, because then you're operating under the influence of anger, and your course will be unsteady, and your voice will be rage-filled. And the higher madrega, of course, is to try to work on eliminating anger, to be someone that's not angry at all. That's hard, but don't expect it to happen at this age. But if you work hard enough, you can reach it. How do you get there? So it has to do with the core root of anger. The core root of anger. Obviously, there are different contexts, and each person is different. Each scenario is different. But the core root of anger is when deservedness and feeling entitled isn't matched. I mean, I feel I deserve something. Whatever that something is, it could be trivial, it could be major. When I don't get it, it makes me angry. It can mean I deserve to get home early, and when I hit traffic, I'm angry. It can mean I deserve to be spoken to in a certain way. When someone speaks to me in a certain way, I'm angry. It believes I deserve, my team deserves to win. Namely, something, anger is generally a product of something you expected to happen to you. It could be major, it could be minor. When it didn't happen, either because of another person or something just because of circumstance, right? The weather can make you angry. No one's at fault for the weather. Right? It's not anyone's fault. It's just they're angry, right? Traffic, it's not any one person's fault. No one caused the traffic. No one got into an accident. There's too many cars on the road. You're angry because you feel that you're important enough. You should be getting home because you have important things to take care of. So if you try to limit expectedness and limit deservedness and limit expectations and become humble, that generally is the best way to eliminate anger. And the profile of that in Chazal is Hillel. Hillel, Chazal say, was the most humble person. And because of that, he was very, very slow to anger. And you would think, what's the relation between humility and anger? Humility is one trait, lack of anger is another trait. But the Mishnah associates the two. And what's the famous story? Hillel was getting ready for Shabbos, and it was Erev Shabbos, and someone comes knocking at the door and says, I have a question for Hillel. What's the question for Hillel? Why do Babylonians have webbed feet? Like some silly, stupid question. He answers the question calmly. 2 minutes later, Erev Shabbos, 2 minutes till Hadlakas Neros. Why do Orientals have slit eyes? 2 minutes later, knocked at the door. And Hillel never was angry. And the Gemara attributes his lack of anger to his humility, because he didn't say, I'm Hillel, it's Erev Shabbos, I need to be ready, you're interrupting me, I've got important things to do. That voice never entered his imagination. And because of that, he wasn't angry. So the less you feel you deserve, and the more humble you are, the less you feel is coming your way, the less anger you'll have, because when those expectations aren't met, you're not as angry about it because you didn't expect it in the first place. You're happy with what you have, and your expectations are... Now, again, don't feel that expectations being lowered means ambition being lowered. You'd have ambition, but it doesn't come true. It doesn't come true. It's not as if the world will end if your ambitions... It's called the internalism I'm trying to stress so much. Just to be grounded in the here and now, to be grounded in what you can control, which is your relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, your relationship with your family, your avodas Hashem. Strive for great things. Maybe they'll happen, maybe they won't happen. If they don't happen, it shouldn't infuriate you when larger things that you're striving for don't come true, because you're grounded. Those are the things that you want to happen. If they don't happen, it doesn't mean that your entire identity is disheveled. Okay? Have a good, calm, non-angry day, everyone. Tomorrow is Sfas Eves. Wednesday, Sfas Eves. Chassidus.